This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines. And as expected, President Obama today unveiling his budget proposal for fiscal year 2011. The president admits the total spending package is $3.8 trillion, which is a record. It'll also bring a record annual deficit of about $1.6 trillion. The president, though, says that he came into office with a deep hole that we're still trying to work our way out of.
We're at war. Our economy's lost 7 million jobs over the last 2 years. And our government is deeply in debt after what can only be described as a decade of profligacy.
So whose fault is the exact location where we are right now? President Bush and the Congress of the last decade.
Yet over the course of the past 10 years, the previous administration and previous Congresses created an expensive new drug program, passed massive tax cuts for the wealthy, and funded two wars without paying for any of it, all of which was compounded by recession and by rising health care costs. As a result, when I first walked through the door, the deficit stood at $1.3 trillion.
But some Republicans beg to differ on how exactly we got to the point where we are right now. In an interview with me, North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry, a Republican who sits on the House Budget Committee, says that President Bush left a lot to be desired when it came to fiscal responsibility, as did the previous Republican-controlled Congress. But, he says, in just 3 years, the Democrats in control of Congress and for the past year the White House have racked up more red ink than the Republicans did in controlling Congress in the previous dozen years. Still, the president says that for the American people right now, they need to expect several more years of significantly high deficits.
Now, I think it's very important to understand, we won't be able to bring down this deficit overnight, given that the recovery is still taking hold and families across the country still need help.
The president says he's found about $20 billion to cut from this $3.8 trillion package. He's also asking Congress to try and break out the scalpel.
I'm asking Republicans and Democrats alike to take a fresh look at programs they've supported in the past, to see what's working and what's not, and trim back accordingly.
The president says he's actually had to trim some programs he likes a lot or figure out a way to make them cheaper. When talking about what he is investing in heavily, the answer was clear: clean energy and jobs.
Just as it would be a terrible mistake to borrow against our children's future to pay our way today, it would be equally wrong to neglect their future by failing to invest in areas that will determine our economic success in this new century. That's why we build on the largest investment in clean energy in history, as well as increase investment in scientific research.
But one area of scientific research is an area where the president is cutting, and many people are noticing, because it deals with the space program. The Constellation rocket system was designed to replace the aging shuttle fleet and eventually get U.S. astronauts back on the moon, where we haven't been for more than 3 decades. The president says we've already been there, and the program is behind schedule and over budget, so he's axing the entire thing. So as of right now, there's no plan in place unless Congress rejects this proposal in order to have U.S. manned space flights. The U.S. for the foreseeable future would have to be teaming up with Russian or other nations that do have an active space program launching vehicles into space. Well, you heard what the president had to say about his proposed budget. Republican leaders on Capitol Hill, of course, wasting no time in offering their responses. Dave Camp of Michigan is the top Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee. In a statement, he says, quote, "This budget features too many new taxes, too much new spending, and too much new debt, all of which will discourage hiring and further reduce Americans' job security." He goes on to say, "While I'm glad to see the budget seeks to increase exports of American-made goods and services, those efforts are far outweighed by trillions of dollars in job-killing tax hikes," unquote. Camp is referring to the president's call to expire the Bush tax cuts on the Americans making more than $250,000 a year. However, Republicans like Camp, like Congressman McHenry, who I mentioned earlier, all say that that will eventually hit people making a lot less money than $250,000 a year. Also, a Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, top Republican House member on the Joint Economic Committee and a frequent guest of ours, in a written statement today says, quote, "The spending cuts the president is proposing are so small they are the equivalent to taking a thimble full of water out of a swimming pool." He says the national debt will still double in the next 5 years, and America's economy will be hobbled by a permanently larger federal government that it has to shoulder. He went on to promote his Spending Reform Act that he highlighted last week on the program. For that, you can head to dateline.radioamerica.org. You can also head to worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org to hear my interview today with Congressman McHenry. On to national security now, as the Obama administration makes it clear that the trial of 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and several of his co-conspirators will most likely not be held in New York City any longer, following complaints from New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and others about the costs and security concerns that they have over a trial of that length and of that magnitude. So the search is on now for another location to hold that trial, but some say this is just a perfect opportunity to go back and do what should have been done in the first place. Try these people before a military tribunal back at Guantanamo Bay. California Congressman Dan Lundgren is on the House Judiciary Committee and Homeland Security Committee. He's also the former Attorney General of the state of California. He says terrorists don't have constitutional rights.
These people don't have a right to the Constitution under any reading of the Constitution. Their only connection with the United States is that they were caught on the battlefield attempting to kill Americans. That's never been a basis for giving them the whole panoply of rights under the Constitution.
Lundgren says not only does it give terrorists rights that they don't have and don't deserve, it also raises the tab exponentially for the American taxpayer.
It's going to cost $200 million a year, at least in terms of security, $400 million to shut down Guantanamo, $500 million to not only purchase the prison in Illinois, but to bring it up to standards. We don't need to do that sort of thing.
California Congressman Dan Lundgren. I also spoke about this issue today with Arizona Congressman Trent Franks, also a member of the Armed Services Committee and the Judiciary Committee. He says he's a strong opponent of President Obama's domestic agenda. He says the president's foreign policy agenda, specifically as it relates to the war on terror and radical jihad, concerns him much more. He says the president has a fundamental misunderstanding of what these people are all about and what it will take to defeat them. My full interview with Trent Franks of Arizona, as well as Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, online, available at worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. And one final note today, happy birthday to the last surviving veteran of World War I, Frank Buckles of Charlestown, West Virginia, 109 today. Happy birthday. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.